What is that brilliant light in the sky? If you're an early riser, you may see a jewel in the east. Called the morning star, as well as the evening star, by cultures the world over, this light flickers a bit less than stars. It is not a star, but the planet Venus. Had you looked about a month ago, Venus would have been the evening star, ripe for viewing by night owls. This planet is often referred to as our sister planet. Venus is about the same size as Earth, comes closer to us than any of our other planets, and has volcanoes and mountains on its surface. Venus is also solid like Earth, unlike gaseous planets Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. But that is where the comparisons end. Earth is a pleasant place to live, compared with the fiery furnace blast of Venus. If you think we've had some heat waves this summer, imagine Venus at a scorching 900 degrees Fahrenheit. This is no place for a picnic. If you were able to withstand the heat of Venus, its atmosphere is so dense it would squish you, flatter than a pancake. Even more, its atmosphere is also full of sulfuric acid. If you weren't already toasted and crushed, you'd be melted by Venus. Kind of like the Wicked Witch of the West in The Wizard of Oz when she said, "I'm melting! Oh, what a world! What a world!" Venus, she's a weird sister world, all right. But we still care about our family members, even if they are a little strange. Venus, our sister planet, similar in some ways, wildly different in others. What other strange but fascinating differences will we uncover? Despite being called our sister planet, not one of us could live on Venus. With no other true sister planets to go to, how much care should we take with our Earth, our only home? You've been listening to Western Slope Skies, produced by members of the Black Canyon Astronomical Society. This was written by Carolyn Hunt, read by Nick Myers, park rangers at Black Canyon of the Gunnison National Park.